Andy Buehler, Orange County Planning and Development.
Mike Skolitsky, County Board Supervisor, District 19.
April Webb, Administrative Secretary for the Planning Office.
All right. I want to explain, Michael is a high school student. We have a program called Youth and Governance, and it's a program where we have hundreds of kids apply for it, and we interview those applications that we deem to be the best 24 applicants, and then we narrow it down to 12, and then they're assigned by twos to all the standing committees. And we've been doing it for about 9 years, and it's become quite an active committee. A lot of young people want to get on it and learn a little bit about local government, and hopefully they come back to our community and get involved when they become senior members of this community. And if you haven't been to a public hearing before, I'm going to explain how the process works. Andy will read the item into the agenda. Then he will ask the petitioner to come forward and state their name and address for the record and explain what they are requesting. The committee may ask the petitioner some questions at that time. Then I will ask the public if there's any people here that would like to speak in favor of the petition. I'll ask that 2 times. Then I'll ask if there's anybody here that's against the petition. And that then will close the public hearing portion of the meeting. Then I'll ask Andy to read the town recommendation. And committee members may still ask questions of the petitioner or of staff. We did have a work session yesterday, so yesterday some questions that we may or may not have had were already asked. So it's just to tell you that it's not the first time we went over this as a committee. So with that, then I'll request a motion from somebody and we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. So with that, we'll begin with the posting public notices and the first item.
Okay, just for the record, we have items 9, 10, and 11, which is Action 50 LLC. It's tabled request currently, and it'll remain tabled. There'll be no action taken on that, on those items tonight. So then, besides the comprehensive plan change, all the items were noticed in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice for 2 weeks. They were published on October 1st and October 6th, 2015. With that being said, we can start with item number 4, which is the final condominium plat of 27330 Silver Lake Road, Trails and Lake House, LLC, 6231 North Glenwood, Chicago, Illinois, 600660, owner David Smith, P.O. Box 268, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 5318. Agent on tax parcel number 654-120-162-0160 in the town of Salem. So on the screen, we're going to show you the location of this property. So the preliminary plat has already come before this committee, and you can see the property highlighted on the screen that has the PR1 zoning. This is basically considered a conversion of an existing resort where 3 residences existed. I'll also show you the plat with some notes that we had and suggestions that I think Dave might be able to then, if you can come up and be prepared to, and you'll be able to explain how you want to handle the accessory structures. And then we also have, if for reference purposes, the conditions that staff has put together for this final plat, and the areas in red were some new areas, and I think Dave was fully aware, and maybe you could just fill in the committee of where things are at.
Sure. First of all, I have no issue with any of the suggestions that were contained in the memorandum.
Can you give your name?
I'm sorry. David Smith, agent.
Hit the button.
And I
hit the button.
There you go. I have a problem. Give me a second. So, again, David Smith, I've reviewed the conditions that were contained in the recent memorandum. We have no issue with any or objection to any of those conditions, so I'm asking the board to, if they would, to adopt those conditions as part of the final approval, including the note regarding the accessory buildings. My client's question to me was, it's an attached garage, an accessory structure, and I don't believe in this, so...
It is not. That would be considered an addition.
Right. So, I don't think there's any issue with the proposed language on the plan regarding the accessory structures, and I'm certainly open to any questions.
Any questions from the committee?
We were discussing architects' process of it. Did you not consider what the stipulation of the common plan was asked with something with water drainage and that kind of thing? I'm just curious, was that
all the suggestions that were made? I
don't think this is a criticism. I'm just wondering, you know, our county guy had to bring this up, and if there's not subdivision covenants or architect, and I was just curious to know why it took us to be doing it.
So I'm not an engineer, and I really don't have a sufficient answer to your question. I know that they spend a great deal of money in trying to make the plans. We tried to meet with the county before this was even presented, and I just don't have any answer.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not saying whatever I'm just
sure.
Thank you.
And we talked about covenants, too. I think you said they were in here. Mentioned?
They're not in here, but they I mean, Dave had put those together previously that we had for the preliminary plat.
So each one of the people will have covenants that they agree to?
That's correct. There's going to be covenants that overarch the entire property that everyone will have to agree to.
And do you have a mechanism in place to amend the covenants if they property owners?
Unanimous consent.
It would be unanimous. There's only three.
Sure.
Okay. Any other questions? Then, if there's anybody here in attendance that would like to speak in favor of this petition, please come forward. If there's anybody in attendance that would like to speak in favor, is there anybody here tonight that is against this petition? So, please come forward. Anybody against? Seeing no citizens in attendance in favor or against, that closes the public hearing portion. Do we have a recommendation from the town?
Yes, we do. The Town of Salem Town Board met on this item on September 14th. The motion was made to approve, and it was approved unanimously.
Motion to approve by Supervisor Wetzel. I'll hear a second. Who is it from?
Gable.
Supervisor Gable, second. last opportunity for a question. Seeing none, youth and governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
All those in the committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
If you're against, nobody against those in the
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Yes, thank you.
Item number five is from the Town of Salem, 9814 Antioch Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. As the owner, Brad Zauke, 9814 Antioch Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168, agent, requesting a rezoning from R4 Urban Single Family Residential District to R4 Urban Single Family Residential District to and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel numbers 65410164 0165 0170 0175 0180 0185 and 0190 in the Town of Salem. The map for this is on the screen. This is in the Timber Ridge subdivision on the north side of Center Lake. This is an area that is low and has been designated as a wetland by the Department of Natural Resources. Our maps have never reflected this, and the town of Salem, as well as other towns in the county, have been working with us whenever we come across these areas to rezone them to reflect the current conditions. The town of Salem has a policy that they adopted several years ago that whenever these situations come up, that it does not require the town plan commissioner or town board to take action. They have given full authorization to their staff to work with us on these requests, and so we don't actually have a town board recommendation. We have a recommendation from their staff, and so in this particular case, it's being rezoned to C1 to reflect the wetlands that are there. And I do have a copy of the letter from the town here regarding this from Brad Zocchi, asking for this committee in the county to be zoned based upon the field conditions.
So I'm taking ownership. Is there anybody, this letter basically would be the town's presentation. Is there anybody here in attendance that is in favor of this decision? Anybody in favor? Anyone in favor? Is there anybody opposed to this decision? All right. I see no one in attendance, so the public hearing portion for this item is closed. The town is actually petitioning, and the board has acted on it.
They have given. They're working off the policy that their staff can make the recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Skolitsky to approve the rezoning. Any questions? Using governance, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No one's opposed, so it's unanimous.
Item number six is Marion Niles Trust, 26244 90th Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168 9328. Owner Ryan Fasano, 26233 90th Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Agent requesting a rezoning from R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District to R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 654-120-153-0830 in the town of Salem. The map for this is on the screen. You can see the property is outlined in yellow, and in the northeast corner there is some wetlands that have been determined. The property owner is looking to subdivide this property, and with that they are submitting a certified survey map. Here is a copy of that on the screen. That'll be coming up later in the meeting, but with that process does require the wetlands to be delineated, and so as you can see on the screen there they are, and with that the county then does a rezone with the support from the town once again to reflect the actual field conditions of the wetlands. That's a letter from the town of Salem. And again, here is the location of where the current residential zoning is being requested to be changed to C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy.
All right. The petitioner here, please come forward and state your name and address. And
Ryan Fasano, 6239.
Turn that mic on.
Press the button on the, no, not that one, the button right here. Yes.
Ryan Fasano, 6239. I'm the agent. We have Marion Niles. And
questions for the petitioner?
Just curious, is there a mediation next to this one?
Yeah. The immediate plan would be to build a our residence on the new 1.3 acre person may currently live across the street from where I'm from.
Any other questions? Is there anybody here in favor? Anybody in favor? Anybody against? Who's against? So, public hearing portion is closed. We have a recommendation from the town.
And then we have the letter from the town of Salem staff based upon their policy to request wetland changes.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Leopold to approve this zoning. Any other questions? Aye. If you have in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No one's opposed, so it's approved.
Item number 7 is the public hearing, third edition of the Kenosha County Land and Water Resource Management Plan 2017-2026. This plan we have put forward before the committee for the public hearing, which then we will then move to the next item for any possible review and approval. So this is the public hearing portion of this to take comment from anyone. I think what I'll do is just outline the resolution. The three whereas is pretty much encompass what this is all happening. So this is a newly revised land and water resource management plan. It was jointly prepared under the direction of the Land and Water Conservation Committee through the Kenosha County Land and Water Resource Management Citizen Advisory Committee and the Kenosha County Division of Planning Operations, which entails a comprehensive work plan developed for the period of 2017 through 2026. This plan revision fulfills all state statutory requirements of the planning and development process, including but not limited to extensive public input and participation. In addition to maintaining the value of providing future land and water resource management plan program direction and focus in Kenosha County, the Land and Water Resource Management Plan provides for the protection of all natural resources through conservation best management practices and provides the capability to distribute informational and educational resources to the public through an environmental education approach. Thus, the revisions made as outlined in the revised Land and Water Resource Management Plan may continue to qualify Kenosha County as being deemed eligible to receive significant pollution abatement state grant funding allocation beginning in the year 2017 through the calendar year 2026. In a Land and Water Resource Management Plan, third edition was approved by the Kenosha Land and Water Conservation Committee on September 30th, 2015, and we anticipate hopefully the next part for the committee to approve. So that's what the plan is. So if there's any questions regarding this, I know yesterday the committee did hear a presentation, PowerPoint presentation on this, but if you have any questions.
Right. Dan Trevor.
Dan Trevor, our land conservationist.
Land conservationist gave us a presentation yesterday, and we had questions that he answered at that time. So this is the public hearing portion of it. And if there's anybody in the public that would like to speak on this, this time. So we don't have any other questions from the committee. I think we should go to then item number 8, which is. So I'm going to close the public hearing and we will go then to item number 8, which is possible approval with a motion or somebody on the committee.
I make a motion to approve the third edition of the Kenosha County Land and Water Resource Management Plan.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker. Second by Supervisor Galitsky to approve. Last time for questions.
We talked yesterday about this being presented to the county board and how it is that there'll be a little bit better explanation from about the procedure that this plan goes through through the state
correct, that was what was stated yesterday, which we will be able to put together the information for Doug and or myself at the meeting to let them know the review process. And the one thing that staff would recommend, because of the situation where the plan, if approved tonight, will then go before the DADCAP for review before it goes before the state agency and then county board approval, is there could be some minor changes to the wording. Basically, as was stated by Supervisor Retzlaff, is that there's a checklist that the county went through and fulfilled all of these, but there could be, as they go through the plan, some changes that they might make that doesn't change the actual essence of the plan, but just might some wordings and paragraphs. And so we would recommend any approval to allow for those changes to occur. They would be non-substantial changes to the plan.
Second.
The motion has been restated and the second agrees to the restatement of the motion with changes that are not substantial by Medan's code.
DADCAP.
DADCAP. Whatever that stands for.
What does that stand for?
Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
In fact, you know that is disturbing.
So anyways, any questions on that change in the motion in general? Seeing none then, vote is in order, starting with you, Governor. If you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And if you're opposed, say nay. All right. It's approved. On to DADCAP. So we're going to skip. We have a presentation on the agenda next, but we'll do the certified survey so that you can see. So somebody wants to make a motion to take that up. Certified surveys, what?
I motion to approve the certified surveys.
Subject to the conditions.
Oh, subject to the conditions stated on that.
All right, we have a motion to approve the certified survey subject to the conditions. By Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Betson. Any questions or any concerns? Seeing none, starting with the governance, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And the members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Approved. Now we'll skip back to the presentation.
So our item number 12 is a review and possible approval of a resolution for Kenosha County Board adoption of the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, CEDS, for southeastern Wisconsin, 2015-2020. And Nancy, here's the clicker so you can run through the PowerPoint. And I'll just get that loaded up for you.
Okay.
Introduce yourself.
Just this way to hold.
Correct.
You want to introduce yourself first?
Sure. Nancy Anderson with Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. Sewer PAC. Sewer PAC was asked by the Milwaukee 7, which is the Regional Economic Development Organization, to prepare this sense, which is Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy for the region. It's based on work that the 7 did in 2013 on a framework for economic growth in the region. So the SEDS is based heavily on the M7 plan. closely with a group called the REP, or Regional Economic Partnership, and that REP group is made up of the director or head of each of the county economic development organizations, so Todd Battle serves as the commercial county representative. Also includes a sewer PAC representative, an M7 representative, and a representative from the city of Vermont. So as the plan, as the M7 framework for economic growth was transitioned into the regional SEDS, we did have input from the county representatives, so we had some information on their work programs and their goals for economic development. And we were also, at the time we did the SEDS, PDA required that there be a list compiled and prioritized of economic development projects in the region, so the REP group was the primary source of those projects, along with representatives from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDC. So I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself here. So the SEDS is intended to bring together the public and private sectors to develop a relatively short term, a 5-year plan for economic growth in the region. And it's also, PDA requires that the SEDS be made available for a public comment period, which was done earlier this spring. There were presentations made to a number of county either boards or committees or economic development organizations. We had about 12 meetings with comments from each of those, and then about 6 individual comments. So those comments are documented in a record of public comments that's on the Sewer PAC website, and then there's an appendix in the full set report that summarizes the major comments that were made. So now the SEDS has been final and provided to each county in the region, and we are requesting approval, adoption by each of the counties. We also requested that each of the county economic development organizations review the SEDS and make a recommendation to the county board. Because of the timing of CAVA's meetings, that was not possible, but we did receive a letter of support from Todd Battle for county adoption of the SEDS. The SEDS, as it was prepared, looked at existing economic conditions in the region and looked through location quotient what industries were particularly strong in our region compared to other regions in the country, and also looked at what kind of natural resources and other features we have here that could be capitalized for economic development. So manufacturing and distribution are two of the highest concentrations in our region compared to others. And then also we have important natural resources, including good farmland, fresh water, and a good technical college and university system that can train workers for jobs. So considering all of those existing conditions and qualities in our region, 8 key industries were identified that will be the focus for economic development efforts in the next 5 years. They're primarily manufacturing, but they also include business services, medical technology, finance and insurance services, and then that headquarters and business services, these are shortened, but that category includes distribution centers, which has really been key in Kenosha County over the past few years.
But which category?
The one, headquarters and business services. There's a, I think you had a link to this executive summary in the agenda, and that lists on the third page part of the key clusters a little bit more. addition to the key clusters, the plan includes 9 economic development strategies, and you'll only see 7 up there because the first one includes expanding and attracting the key cluster industries, but there's, for the 5-year plan, there's a real focus on energy, powers, and controls, food and beverage manufacturing, and development of water-related industries. So the top 8, those are the 8 key clusters, those are the top 3 for the real goals for the next 5 years. And then there are other recommendations for strategies, export, increasing the number of firms in our region that export is a real focus for the short term. Doing more to align workforce development, college programs, technical college programs to make sure that there are workers available to fill desirable industry spots is a big focus.
Another question.
Sure.
How exactly are you still planning on that? How are you going to do that? For example, you know, there's a shortage of welders and things like that. Do they have a plan in place, or are they proposing a plan to do that? Because, you know,
yeah,
a shortage of welders for a while, and now we're going to have a shortage of psychologists, or we do have a sort of shortage of psychologists, things like that.
Yeah, and it's not so much on